never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Ah, the voice of Mr. Greg Jarvis.
Hey, you know what? We just got a signal in the sky that Garrett's needed at the store. They're getting crazy. They're getting they need help.
The data doctor symbol was flashed.
Yes, the DD was up in the air there. The bat sign. So Garrett's going to have to take off. But Garrett, thanks for coming in.
Hey, no problem.
And obviously, we'll have you back when you can actually. You know, it is more important that you help people. Literally, as opposed to figuratively here on the radio.
Right.
Correcting the very problems we've been discussing.
But you're going to be there till what, like 5 tonight?
Actually, we're there till 4.
4, okay. So until 4, they can go by and see you at 7th Street in Thunderbird anyway and just do like a private radio show.
Right. Sure.
Hey,
sure.
I heard there was a chance, too, that Garrett may be involved in the opening of the Prescott location, which actually opens next week. He might be going up there for some time to help out. So if you're listening up in Prescott, maybe you'll get lucky and you can stop in
Prescott.
Oh, Prescott.
Prescott.
That area up to the north of us. Anyway, he might be there sometime next week, maybe during the opening week. You never know.
That's what they send us all the time here. When they want us to talk about something on the air, they send us a press kit.
A press kit, right.
Well, actually, if you're up there, they pronounce it Prescott. But when you're down here, it's Prescott.
Yeah, and it's spelled Prescott or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a Q-U-I-T.
Yeah, something like that.
Q-U-E-U-T-E-E.
All right, well, get to work, Bubba.
All right.
Thanks for coming by.
It was good seeing you guys.
We'll have you on later. Another time.
Yeah, yeah.
7th Street Thunderbird Day.
Now, in the words of Donald Trump, go on, get out of here.
Forget about it.
No,
get
no,
out.
No.
Let's go back to the phones here and see if we can help Jason.
Jason, we can find Jason.
Let's
talk to
Jason. He's been on a wireless. No, he needs a wireless solution.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions, I guess. I've got my wife who's going to be going overseas, and she's going to be heading out to the Middle East, and I understand that its easiest mode of communication is via email.
Yes.
And so I've got to buy her a little machine that'll allow her to do that. But, dude, I don't even know where to start. I know that there's wireless internet out there.
Hang on, Jason. Is she in the military?
Yeah.
Well, the military generally provides, like, these little data centers where you can go and do that on a periodic basis without you having to actually go and spend a bunch of money on, like, a laptop or something.
Well, you know, and part of the purchase, too, is I guess they get pretty bored out there, so she wants to watch a DVD.
Okay, now we're getting to it. All right.
But I didn't know. No, I didn't know that because I haven't really told her a whole lot. So they have like little areas where she can.
Yeah, I've a lot of the young men that are in and around my world, my family and friends and neighbors. A lot of those guys are serving over there, and a lot of them because they know I'm in the computer business, to come back and tell me about their job specifically. A couple of them, their job was to set up the whole network so that it's like a, you know, in the mess tents, but. Rec areas or whatever, they have computers set up so that you can go and connect to, you know, it has an internet connection that's wired.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's wireless because they've got satellite.
They have all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah,
it depends on where you're going. But they are obviously a huge need for communication with the military, and so they make some of that available to some of the people there to be able to stay in touch with friends and family back home.
What you're going
to
want to do is make sure before she leaves here, she establishes what's called a webmail account.
Webmail?
Yeah, like Hotmail
Mail
or something like that. That way, all she does is goes to mail.yahoo.com, signs in, and then boom, she's communicating.
Okay.
Okay?
That's cool.
Now, as far as something that's going to do everything else, and whether it's wireless or not, I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be on a facility-by-facility basis whether she's going to have true wireless access or not. I know cellular access is very, very, very kind of touch and go.
Uh-huh.
I know it's becoming very, very popular. There's a lot of companies putting a lot of money into the Middle East to... I'm assuming Iraq. Is that where she's going?
Yeah, she's
okay.
Going to Baghdad.
Yeah, so that's kind of a burgeoning thing. So some of the things that you can do here, you're probably not going to be able to do there yet. I mean, you can literally use the cellular network to connect to the internet, but I'm sure that they don't have those high-speed networks there yet.
Yeah, my dad actually is in the Air Force and was over there just as the war started, setting up. He's a communications guy, setting up a bunch of communication stuff, and he said that there's not a whole lot of copper, there's not a whole lot of wireless. Everything they do is a lot of microwave, high-power microwave relay, where they set things up, and your choices are going to be pretty limited as to how you're going to be able to communicate with computers there. Pretty much what they're going to provide is about all you're probably going to be able to get.
You just count on, don't spend a bunch of money on a wireless solution here, because chances are it's not going to work there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you buy in a notebook today has what's called a network connector on it.
Uh-huh.
And so if it's possible, she might be able to connect in her laptop to a network somewhere. It may not be from her bunk or so on and so forth, but if she needs to use the laptop to communicate or whatever, you know, maybe throw a webcam or something in there so that maybe some pictures can be sent back and forth, that kind of thing.
Okay. And so your average run-of-the-mill Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. Your brand new computer, your brand new notebook nowadays should come with that already. Is there anything I need to ask for specifically? Or?
No, because it's all wired, and generally everything now has a wireless adapter built into it. There's actually an antenna around the screen.
Uh-huh.
So that's all pretty well. If you stick to something that has what's called a Centrino chipset, that's an Intel product.
Mm-hmm.
Centrino means it's going to have the wireless solution. It's also going to have the long battery life circuit on it. You'll pay a little bit more for Centrino, but for what she's doing, she's probably going to want to...
It's well worth it.
Yeah, extend that. So make sure whatever you buy has the Centrino or a... I guess they call them Pentium Mobile M.
Okay.
Isn't that right, Brandon?
Depends on what week it is.
Yeah.
Centrino, I think, is still the...
Centrino
the,
you're safe with.
The buzz term.
And just about everything plays DVDs now, so you should be fine on that.
Okay, cool.
All right?
All right.
Another thing you may want to consider, a nice set of headphones. Yeah, because trying to watch a movie with that really nasty sound comes out of a notebook.
Yicky.
Not good.
All right.
And by getting headphones that cover her ears, it's a better theater experience, if you will.
All right.
All right? And then she don't have to listen to Sergeant yelling at her either.
That's right.
Hi! Oh!
That's Chad.
Oh.
It's the Computer Corner. A lot more show to go. Stick around. 602-277-5827 back in just a minute.